Biz Dash Mob joins us on Thursdays most of the time. Hey, and I don't want anybody to ever accuse me of, you know, being too original. So I'm going to give you credit for the George Carlin thing. If you had not suggested it, neither Scotty or I would have seen it. I don't think I would have gotten around to it. He's dead on. If you have not seen, and don't watch it with the kids, right? Right? You there? Did we lose him? I give him this great buildup and his phone goes dead. This is crushing. It's also live radio. Okay. Anyway, we've got we're trying to get Bob reconnected here. Patchy fog before 8 and partly sunny. 30% chance today and it's 58 right now. We'll try again. All right. What am I going to do with you?
I don't know. What are you going to do with me?
I don't know. I was giving you this great buildup on the George Carlin thing, which, by the way, you do not want to watch around the kids, but he was dead on.
do not want
to. It really was. And now we're finding out this thing doesn't live on surfaces very long. Really? And then the Hong Kong flu was worse. This is more stuff. Hey, while we're talking about sanitizing, you're a big fan of sanitizing your QuickBooks. This is the keeping it clean, I guess, is a better term, right?
That is, yeah. I mean, it's accounting clean is what I call it. Accounting clean. Things are reconciled. Your balance sheet makes sense. Your profit and loss tells you how much money you're making or losing. And if you've got that, you know, it makes sense, and then you're in good shape. So I ran into a situation this week where I have a client that I've had for quite a few years now, and she got behind with all this crazy stuff that's going on and all that kind of thing, and she messed something up in April. Well, she normally keeps it really, really clean, and she was just panicking. So I said, well, just send me your bank statements. And she had not reconciled anything since January.
Oh, Lord.
But because she normally keeps it clean, and it's usually, and you know, we cleaned it up several years ago, and it's really, you know, really clean. In basically about an hour and a half, I was able to have everything completely caught up and everything perfectly in balance and fix her mistakes that were in April.
All right.
And and she has like four or five checking accounts and about five credit cards.
Oh, Lord. All right, Bob.
Because it was clean to begin with.
All right, Bob can help you too. Real quickly, where do they find you?
256-337-5200 or biz-bob.com.
He can do it for you too. Yeah. Need help? Bob's the guy.